And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hello, everybody. It's The Savage Nation. And as opposed to regular broadcasting tonight, we're going to go deep inside your brain and map it before Obama does. I'd like to map your brain tonight and find out, well, do you believe in conspiracy theories? For example, there are many conspiracy theories out there, and some of you actually believe them. One of them is that secret societies control the world, and that there's a global elite. The world is ruled by a powerful, secretive few, and that our system doesn't really work. You know that there's a Yale University secretive Skull and Bone Society, and many of them have risen to powerful positions. But what about those who really run the world? Is it the Illuminati? Who do you think runs the world? Do you believe in such a conspiracy theory? Let's have another one. Many of you still believe that Obama is a Muslim. That's right. Why do you still persist in believing that Barack Obama is a Muslim? Now, it could be that it's because he said so, and he had to be corrected by one of the global elite in the media, if you remember that one. It persists, though, amongst, I guess, the brain dead. If you remember what happened back in the beginning in clip 09, why don't you listen to this and tell me what you think of it?
Let's not play games. What I was suggesting, you're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith. And, well, what I'm saying is he hasn't
his
suggested
connections,
that I'm,
right.
That I'm a Muslim. And I think that his campaign upper echelons have not either.
See, there'd be nothing wrong if he were a Muslim. And I think he should just come out of the religious closet. If he is a Muslim, both fathers were Muslim. Most Muslims fear the Islamists more than the average person does. I don't know why he's hiding it. So that's a conspiracy theory. And the reason I'm doing this is because we've been covering ADD, ADHD, brain mapping. And, I mean, I could talk about North Korea, how I think he's backed himself into a corner and he can't strike. Yeah, I can do that too. The man has backed himself into a corner. And if you know something about Asian culture and the issue of saving face, if the boss of North Korea has okayed a merciless nuke attack on the U.S., I would say he has to do something to save face, which means that we have to do something first, which means that I think that the United States may be forced to attack North Korea before North Korea attacks Guam or Japan. Now, that's what I think. Or we could come to the conspiracy theory that North Korea knows something about our inept military that we don't know. He looks at John Kerry, he looks at Defense Secretary Hagel, and he says, you know what, they're going to do nothing. I'm not afraid of them. We don't know what he's liable to do. We don't know what bubble he lives in. So I say to you, which conspiracy theories do you believe in and why? And if you want to call me at 855-400-7282, we can start with that. I'm not going to end with that. Secret societies control the world. Why do you believe that? Obama's a Muslim. Why do you believe that? Do you believe in any conspiracy theories in this age of super rationalism? Now, before we go to that, I want to show you something that's so important for you to hear. Many of you believe, and this is not a conspiracy, that many of our leaders are drug addicts. Many of you believe that there should be drug testing amongst Democrats, Republicans in the House and in the Senate. They act as though they're zombies, like reptiles on drugs. They seem stupid. Detached. I'm going to play a clip for you of a Democrat from Colorado who talks about ammo magazines in a way that shows us that many of you are right. Listen to clip number one.
Very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
That was not a five-year-old. That was not a drug addict. That was a Colorado Democrat who believes that magazines which contain ammunition, once they expend their ammunition, they are useless. They need to be discarded. This moron, this psychotic moron, Democrat, of course, sounds to me like she has a brain malfunction somewhere, or she is plain and simply one of the stupidest people on the planet. But that wouldn't disqualify her from being an Obama supporter. She actually said, in justifying seizing high-capacity magazines for AR-15s, etc., that as you shoot the bullets, the magazines become useless. She doesn't know they can be reloaded. This is astonishing, isn't it? And these are the people who are taking away your soda, your fat, your sugar, your bullets, your guns, your very freedoms. These are the bully Democrats who, in my opinion, should be arrested for what they're doing. This woman should be thrown out of the Senate, out of the House of Representatives in Colorado, wherever she sits. This woman has disqualified herself for virtually any discussion of anything. Now, that's a relatively minor point in some ways compared to what's going on in New York. You cannot believe what's going on in New York unless you follow the New York papers. How many months have I been telling you that New York is the most corrupt state in the country? How many months have I been telling you that Tammany Hall, which ruled New York City for over 100 years, only ended when the Republican Fiorella LaGuardia came along? And then I told you that the equivalent of Tammany Hall is now running the United States of America under Barack Obama, who is running it as though it is Tammany Hall. The corrupt Democrat Party has gone from running a city to running a nation. I should say ruining a nation. Well, it turns out in New York City, they just busted some politicians who were trying to buy the mayoral race. And by the way, here's the punchline. Here's the punchline. They were trying to bribe their way into buying the mayor's race. Here's the punchline. You ready for it? Do you know what the punchline is? He faked being a Republican. He's an African-American, by the way. Faked being a Republican because he could no longer run in the Democrat Party. The field was too crowded. He was buying his way into the Republican Party in order to run as a Republican simply because he knew he could buy the race. How long has Michael Savage told you we have a one-party system, an oligarchy? How many times have I told you that it doesn't matter to a certain extent who you vote for? It is so corrupt from the top to the bottom. Bribing their way in, Malcolm's bid to buy mayor nod, arrests bear culture of sleaze. And do you think it's limited to this character, this guy Malcolm Smith, or to the Bronx Party chairman Jay Savino, or Vincent Taboni, the Queens Party vice chairman, or Noramy Jasmine, the Spring Valley mayor, or Joseph E. Desmarais, the Spring Valley deputy mayor, or Dan Halloran, the New York City council member? Do you think it ends there? You don't think it goes higher than that? Oh, no, it couldn't go higher than that. It couldn't go up to the state itself, could it? No, couldn't, because they're all honest at the top. So this is amazing, isn't it, that this huge scandal in New York City shows you how corrupt New York City actually is, and New York State, by the way, and it also shows you how corrupt the federal government is. Corrupt in the sense of stupid people banning guns, making decisions for your life, whether it's banning soda in New York or guns in Colorado or Connecticut. These are delusional fools in charge of our nuclear weapons, all the way to the top. So let us take it right back to Kim Jong-un. Why should he fear a country run by corrupt drug addicts? I don't know how else to put it. I'm not good at mincing words. I never learned how to do that. Why should this lunatic in North Korea fear frightened men and women who appear to be, to him, if he's watching this, nothing but a bunch of corrupt drug addicts? 855-400-7282. This is a very depressing time to be living in America, to see how rotten, how far the cancer has spread. The cancer has metastasized from City Hall to the top of the heap. What conspiracy do you believe in, and why? Do you still believe Obama is a Muslim, and why? I think these are reasonable questions, and I think it's important for you to call with these crazy theories you may have, because according to the latest study or poll put out by a liberal organization. I mean, this is going, the public policy polling survey is a push poll put out by a Democrat operative. I understand that. So they say that Republicans at 34% are more likely than Democrats at 15% to believe that a secretive power elite with a globalist agenda is conspiring to rule the world. Well, you can count me amongst those who believe that there is not only a global elite conspiring to rule the world, but there is a global elite that actually does rule the world. And their puppets are drug-addicted fools who don't know the first thing about a magazine or a magazine article. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, improbable, they'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com, Blinds.com now.
KSFO traffic, Sausalito southbound 101. Before the Sausalito exit, look for a crash left lane. Northbound 101, slow Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Heavy traffic San Francisco all over the place, really, but northbound 101 from 280 to the lower deck is slow. Northbound 280 approaching 101 is slow. Still slow northbound 101 from the airport past 380 because of the earlier caravan with President Obama on his way into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fauch, KSFO.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers project for completion by April 30th, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, You can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert Protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Pedestrians, don't become a statistic.
I'm San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. I'm here today to tell you, always cross San Francisco streets at intersections and mark crosswalks. Please do not jaywalk. Last year, more than 1,700 pedestrians were hit by vehicles on San Francisco streets. Look both ways before you step from the curb, and while you're crossing, please do not walk and text at the same time. Let's be safe out there.
Presented as a public service by the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
JFK conspiracy, Roswell UFOs, Obama is a Muslim, a global elite runs the world. Now, these are functional conspiracy theories. Perhaps it's created, of course, by a far-left fanatical organization that's a front for the Democrat Party and an attempt to make Republicans and conservatives look foolish. But the fact of the matter is, they say that in one of the most highly partisan results, close to 60% of GOP voters believe global warming is a hoax compared to 23% of Democrats. Duh. What do you mean believe? The science is in. It is a hoax. The warmists may as well believe that reptiles rule the earth. The warmists may as well believe that the earth is square and not round. It's pretty clear that there is no global warming caused by mankind, which is not to say we like pollution. That's not the point. There's no science supporting global warming. It's an industry, very much like the ADD drug industry. There are fortunes being made on that big lie. What do you mean? We're stupid because we understand the truth? I can show you 1,200 scientists who say there's no global warming. And you'll show me the state scientists who say it is because their careers and income is tied to it. Right. Okay. So it's an attempt to smear anyone who doesn't believe in the liberal liberal lies, shall I say. But some of them persist. Some of them persist, such as, is Obama a Muslim? It's hard not to believe he's a Muslim. And so what if he is? I mean, he should just come out of the religious closet and say, I am a Muslim and I'm proud. My father was a Muslim. My adopted father was a Muslim. Therefore, I am a Muslim. He should just say it. It wouldn't hurt his ratings with the Democrats. They hate Israel. So how would it hurt them? Lisa on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I am so glad you asked this question tonight because do you think Obama is a Muslim? Because I've had a question for a long time. If it's true that Muslims cannot convert to any other religion, well, how come Obama, who was raised a Muslim, converted to Christianity, and no Muslim anywhere in the world has ever been outraged by this or...
Well, hold it. You're making an assumption that he was raised as a Muslim. It is true his father from Africa was a Muslim. And it is true that his mother was born Christian, but was apparently sort of not tied to her religion in any way. In fact, she disavowed her connections to her own people and her religion and was always attracted by the exotic and the third world and we're a citizen of the world. She's not alone in that. I'd say 90% of Upper East Side New Yorkers believe the same thing. But the thing is that I don't know that he was. I know he went to a madrasas in Indonesia. That's well known. But does it really matter if he is a Muslim is the question. Does it, Lisa?
No, it doesn't. But why is it this big secret? I mean, it's obvious that he has not converted. I mean, how could he?
Nobody. Well, you're raising an interesting point, which is that if his father was a Muslim and he went to a madrasas in Indonesia, right, you would say, therefore, he was raised as a Muslim.
He stayed in his
book. And yet now he purports to be a Christian. And you're saying that it's unheard of for a Muslim to convert to Christianity.
Well, that's what I understand from, you know, I mean, that's, isn't it true?
Well, I don't know. How do I know? I'm not that well tuned into the whole theory of religious conversion. How do I know? Maybe there's certain dispensation for certain people. You know, at a certain level, maybe beyond a certain level, you're allowed to do anything you want.
Well, I
So do you believe Obama's a Muslim? Do you actually believe it?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a friend who had to flee her country in Iran because her family was Christian. They converted to Christianity, and they had to flee.
Well, that's because Islam is such a tolerant religion in most parts of the world as it's practiced. Just ask the president and everyone else who talks about it with such glowing terms. In fact, it's more tolerant than modern Christianity, according to them.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. It's called, if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth, such as high-capacity magazines, once they're expended of ammunition, you have to throw them away. They can't be used again. If you ban soda in New York City of a certain size, people will lose weight and be healthier. See, that's called propaganda, the big lie. And if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth to those dispensing the lies to their yes men and the yes women. Lisa, thank you for the call. So you see where I'm going with this. Do you understand where I'm going yet? By the way, during this show, it is morning in North Korea. Thank God it's only morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Let's pray it's not morning in North Korea by the time the show is over. Because if it becomes M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G by the morning, it'll be because he asked for it. I actually think that we're going to strike him in some way prior. But, of course, Bush failed us here. I'm sorry to tell you. You want a conspiracy theory? I'll give you one. Bush failed us with regard to North Korea. That's right. Because I remember when North Korea was building their launch towers for their rockets. It was during the Bush regime. And I was on this show saying we should have launched missiles against his towers. And it would have nipped it in the bud. Because if without the launching towers, you can't launch missiles. Do you understand that? And Bush failed to do so. Bush was other-directed. I said it then. I said it long before Obama came along. So what does that make me? It makes me whatever you want to make me. It makes me whatever you want to make me into. I'm Michael Savage, S-A-V-A-G-E on your local station. An equal opportunity talk show host. Seeing through the Rubik's Cube of the Demican Party. The Demican Party. Take a look at New York City and New York State. A one-party megalith.
Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox. Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The government says a Petaluma company suspected of selling unregistered pesticides has agreed to pay $316,000 in civil penalties. The EPA says the products came with inadequate handling instructions to minimize the risk of exposure. Two Google engineers think they found a solution to annoying robocalls. The idea is to establish a real-time database of suspect phone numbers similar to the way Gmail flags mail from spammers. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash. Northbound 880 North 1st in San Jose. It's in the center divide. Traffic slow getting past. Southbound 280 at 101 in San Jose. An accident also on the right shoulder. Northbound 280 connector to southbound 17. An accident has been pushed to the right side. And eastbound 84 before Newark Boulevard. A crash. That's in the center divide as well. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
To our KSFO business owners, how much of your valuable time do you spend dealing with the computer servers sitting in your office that run your business applications and website instead of closing sales, expanding your business, or hiring key people? Hey, you don't fill your own cavities or replace the brakes on your own car, so why should you spend time thinking about networks, server crashes, and software upgrades? DSX Data migrates your company's critical business applications from your servers to their servers in a professionally managed, state-of-the-art, secure data center. With DSX Data, you can relax and forget about climate control, power supplies, backups, capital outlays, and unpredictable costs. Most importantly, DSX Data means 100% uptime. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Manage your business, not your servers. Call DSX Data today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
When you don't have enough cash to pay the bills that are due, things tend to go from bad to worse. You get late fees on the bills and then overdraft fees from your bank. Maybe you even got a payday advance to keep your head above water. That's when a personal loan from Cash Call can help. Just make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH. In as fast as a day, up to $5,000 could be in your bank account with no collateral, even if your credit's less than perfect. All we need is your signature and some simple paperwork faxed or emailed. Get enough cash to pay those bills and that very expensive payday loan and give yourself some breathing room. Then repay the loan over time with fixed monthly payments, or to keep interest expense down, pay it back early with no penalty or fee. So if you need cash fast, make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH or go to cashcall.com.
Subject to credit approval. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
That's 855-876-CASH.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about conspiracy theories and if you hold any and why you hold them, such as do you believe Obama is a Muslim? Do you believe that a global elite runs the world and why? And you say, well, why waste your time? Because an awful lot of people believe these things and they persist. And these are just some of the things that people believe in, and you're going to hear a lot of them tonight on the Savage Nation. Here's an article that just came in that's worth thinking about. You're not going to believe what I'm about to read to you. Just came out minutes ago. It's a speculative article from a very, very diffuse website. Speculation is raging that North Korea has launched a new EMP-capable Star Wars weapon system, which is why the leader of North Korea is bellicose and unafraid of our military. It's certainly possible, given the supine nature and the corruption of our administration. Did you hear what I just said? Write it down. It is certainly possible, given the supine nature and the corruption of our federal government, that North Korea could have gotten away with this. Why not? Maybe he got it right. Maybe he figured out that these people are so corrupt, chasing the gold, robbing the American taxpayer, pushing a radical agenda and paying no attention to real threats, whether they be in Egypt, whether they be in China, whether they be in North Korea, that they can get away with launching a new EMP-capable Star Wars weapon system. It's speculation, I understand. We shouldn't even mention it because the state-run media hasn't reported it. It can't be true. We're not even allowed to speculate in Obama's America, are we? We are not considered good Americans if we speculate on such things. But somebody today ask this, where is Obama's moral clarity on Korea? J. Christian Adams, PJ Media. Welcome to 2013. Man writes, a tiny totalitarian regime is threatening the United States with nuclear attack, and the president has barely spoken on the matter since the threats were made. It isn't hard to imagine how other presidents would have reacted differently. And then he lists the other presidents and how they reacted with lesser threats. But listen to the opening sentence. A tiny totalitarian regime is threatening the United States with nuclear attack, and the president has barely spoken on the matter since the threats were made. It isn't hard to imagine how other presidents would have reacted differently. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Pretty interesting, isn't it? Where is Obama tonight? At a fundraiser, playing basketball, on a vacation? Where is he? Does he understand that there's an actual threat? Does he realize that a president is supposed to be a leader and he's supposed to speak for the country and say, go ahead and make my day, fatso? Go ahead, fatso, make my day. Now, why is he saying nothing? Why is he not saying, if you so much as fire a BB gun at Guam, we'll wipe your country off the planet? Could it be that the tubby little dictator knows something or has some power over us that we don't know about? How's that for a conspiracy theory that was missed by the left-wing fanatics putting out crazy conspiracy theories trying to smear conservatives? How's that for a conspiracy theory? Do they know something in North Korea about Obama and the military that we don't know? Have they launched something that we don't know that will render our missiles ineffective? I don't know. It's a little regime threatening us with nuclear attack. I didn't say war. They didn't say invasion. They said a nuclear attack, and they said it today. The North Koreans said that they've authorized it, and it's going to happen. And you say, well, he's full of, you know, why pay attention? Obama's not going to glorify him or legitimize him by responding. Oh, that's one way to look at it. That's very liberal of you. That's one way to look at it. There are other ways to look at it, by the way, incidentally. 855-400-7282. Let's go to some of the callers. KSFO in San Francisco. Mike, welcome to the program. Go ahead. What's your conspiracy theory?
My conspiracy theory is that he sent those F-14s over. Even though he said we weren't going to send those to Egypt, he does.
I'm sorry, your cell phone's breaking up, and I know you have a lot to say that's important, but I can't take it. You know what I'm saying? I cannot take it, but maybe you can take it. I hope that I wake up tomorrow and the sun is smiling at me. You know, I really do. I hope that there's not a disaster. We don't know. How do we know? How do we know with this corrupt, deranged administration that has, it seems to fear the American conservative, the American patriot, more than they do North Korea? How is that possible that Janet Napolitano buys 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition and the psychotic drug addicts in the press don't even ask her the question? Instead, the psychotic drug addicts in the press are focused on homosexual marriage, as if that's the only question left for mankind to resolve. There's no other problem. Nuclear war doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Nothing. All that matters is that two men should get married. Two women should get married. No other problem exists. How is that possible? So is it any wonder that this allegedly crazy man from North Korea doesn't fear us? Is it possible? As he looks at Barack Obama and he listens to the U.S. Senate trying to seize our guns, take away our sodas, take away our salt shaker, take away our hamburgers, take away our French fries, take away our very freedoms, take away our virtually everything that makes us Americans, and we do nothing about it. We sit here like schmucks. We let these drug-addicted fools get away with anything they want to do, pushing pornography down our throats. Pushing pornography down our throats and taking away our soda. Pushing drugs and medication on our children that they don't need. Pushing and taking away a soda from them. It doesn't look like a conspiracy to you, does it? What does it look like to you? Sanity? Does that look like sanity to you, telling a child don't drink a soda but take Ritalin? Don't drink soda which will lift your spirits and give you some focus with caffeine in it. Instead, take 5 different medications put out by the drug companies. Tell me, is that not a conspiracy? Am I crazy or are you crazy? Tell me what's more damaging to the child. Adderall, which is a form of speed, or a diet soda? Tell me what's more damaging to your child, you idiots, you. I'd spit in a doctor's face if they had ever told me to put my child on these drugs. I would have spit in their eye and said, you should be arrested, you lousy drug dealer, you. I trust the drug dealers more than I trust you, you fool. You have a medical degree and you hang a stethoscope over your neck? You're worse than a street drug dealer for poisoning our children. That's what I would say to them. And that's, I guess, why I just said it to you. I get burned up over it because, to me, there's nothing more evil than poisoning children, ruining children, hurting children. I wrote a book in 1982. Yeah, I wrote a book. Yes, everything is a book. That's right. To the making of the making of many books, there is no end. Read Ecclesiastes. I'm one of those people. I can trace my lineage back to the ancient prophets. Directly, no. Indirectly, yes. Yes, you heard me. I'm one of the ancients. I'm a reincarnated ancient prophet, and sometimes I am. I'm a totally flawed man. I'm a totally flawed man. I crawl like the rest of you. But when I really get it on, my brain functions like an ancient prophet, like any one of them. So, yes, there was a book called Healing Children Naturally that I wrote in 1982 where I railed against the establishment that was poisoning our children. Poisoning our children. And it's gotten worse, not better. Doesn't mean I was wrong, does it? It means that the elite powers, the drug companies, the medical guilds are so powerful, and that we have no press, no independent press to take them on because of interlocking corporate directorships where the same men and women lizards sit on the drug company, the medical school board, the newspaper board, the television board, the film board, my board, your board, all aboard. And so therefore it's all consecutively controlled like a circuit breaker. And so you're never going to read anything along the lines of what I said to you anymore. They sit on the publishing board, the newspaper board, the magazine board, the television board, the pharmaceutical board, the school board, the diving board, all aboard. And so you never hear these things, even though it's true. And so they poison your children for profit. They take an illness that may exist in a very small percentage of kids, and then they blow it out to 20%, 30% of the population, and they poison children from infancy to old age. There was a story I read about a father whose son was put on Ritalin as a young boy because he couldn't sit still. He was so exuberant. It was a very sad story. The father said, it ends with his son committing suicide in college. He was addicted to speed, heroin. He had started out on Ritalin and amphetamine-like drugs that his quack doctors put him on. Why? Because the father was afraid to stand up to the quack doctors, the fake pediatricians. What did his son do that had the quack doctors put him on drugs? He said his son was full of life. His son would jump over couches in the living room. His son couldn't wait to get up in the morning to face the sun, to face the day, to go out and play. His son talked loudly. In other words, he was a boy. In other words, he was Tom Sawyer. And so he said he resisted the medical establishment and the school establishment for several years, and then he gave in and put him on Ritalin and Adderall. Eventually, the kid became a drug addict in college and wound up jumping or dying of a drug overdose. He said he blames himself and the medical establishment. It's a very, very sad story, which is why when I wrote Healing Children Naturally, I think my opening line or one of the opening lines went like this. If Tom Sawyer were alive today, he'd be declared hyperactive and put on a medication. They're trying to kill our sons. They have put our sons into chemical straitjackets, not only for profit, but literally to geld them, to emasculate them, to strip them of their masculinity. They have made masculinity a crime. So you say, well, is this part of the New World Order? Is this a conspiracy? How does it fit in? Yeah, well, if you put two and two together, you can figure it out. If you wanted to make it fit the conspiracy show, you could do it. You could do that if you'd like to. I'm not telling you to do it. You could believe anything you want, but there's a certain thing called logic, right? Anyway, the corruption is now endemic in American society. The corruption rages from every level of society, even the medical profession. So we know, for example, that the clerics is a corrupt profession. We heard that for years about the molestation and this and that, the Catholic Church. It was approximately 5 or 6% of priests were molesters, if that high, maybe 3%. But the liberals have had a field day. They broke the churches. They broke the diocese. They robbed them, right? Then they went after religion itself. Then they went after God himself. But you've never heard them talk about the medical establishment, have you? Have you heard such an attack upon the drug pushers? No. Have you heard such an attack upon the Democrat machine by the very same self-satisfied element of our society that attacked the church? No, because it works for their agenda. So, you know, what truth do you want to believe? Truth is what you make it to a certain extent. But the truth is in the pudding, especially when the pudding is a child who is drugged and turned into a zombie. So that's why I'm talking about conspiracies tonight. You say, well, what kind of show is that? Give us the news, Mike, you know. To me, this is news. To me, this is news, you know. I could get off the secret societies and was Obama a Muslim. Let's see what else people believe in. Oh, you're laughable if you don't believe that global warming is real. Oh, you're just a stupid fool. Never mind all the PhDs who know that it's a hoax put out by the gangsters in the green machine industry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, drink your wine. It'll be fine. Go to your restaurants, stuff your face, dull your brain with bad wine. And we all do it. I mean, what are you going to do, wind up eating nothing? Here's a little story on food, just because I'm food obsessed. Luckily, I'm not in the San Francisco area right now. I'm out of town. You know, I'm out of town. But I found a story in a local paper. A Thai restaurant in San Francisco was shut down for health violations. Say, what does it have to do with conspiracy theories? Let me just read to you. It's in this Thai restaurant. And it's filled with liberals who, of the type, the good liberals, you know, the little scrawny beards that I hate? Not a beard, not even a trim goatee, but there's a new thing like a scrabble of hair running down from the lower lip to the chin where I can puke looking at it. They look deviant to me. Well, that's the type that goes to these restaurants and bows when they walk in and says thank you 50,000 times to the immigrants if they give him a napkin, the one with the scrabbly little piece of hair running down from his lower lip to his chin, you know, in a straight line. And where'd that beard come from? That disgusting, creepy beard. He says thank you to them 50,000 times if they give him water. Oh, thank you, thank you. May I have a napkin? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then when he pays, he says to the immigrant, oh, thank you. He does it extra, the liberal. He bows and thanks them. They laugh at him. He has no idea he's been eating cockroach dung in his chop suey. Here is a full report of what is in the Thai restaurant where they bow. Live cockroaches on prep tables. I'm reading directly from the medical report, from the environmental health section of San Francisco. It's on the Sunset District of San Francisco. The news reporter called after they were closed, and the woman said, we clean up, we open soon. Here is the full report, which contains mention of live cockroaches on prep tables, rodent droppings next to food containers, several dead cockroaches scattered about the kitchen like peanuts and pad thai. Would you like me to go on? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Can I have a napkin? Oh, thank you. You come from such a superior culture. Not my evil white society. Oh, thank you. One dead cockroach in gap and wall above front hand sink. Observed one dead cockroach below hand sink adjacent. Observed one live cockroach on floor next to small Kenmore refrigerator. One dead cockroach on trap below prep table. Rodent droppings on floors and shelving in back storage room. Oh, thank you. That pad thai was really good. Oh, it was so good. How do you make it? Rodent droppings observed next to food containers and utensils. So then the health inspector writes, thoroughly clean and sanitize all affected areas, and she underlines all, with a minimum 100 ppm chlorine solution. So now picture some illegal immigrant who came in on a boat from somewhere to look at 100 ppm chlorine. She's going to go and get 100 ppm chlorine. Seal all gaps and blah, blah, blah to prevent vermin entrance and harborage. Oh, yeah, that'll go over well. Oh, thank you. Thank you. May I have a glass of water, please? Oh, thank you. Would you like me to read what else was in your pad thai? Here, we'll go a little down the list here. Oh, here's another one. Number two, properly wash hands with warm water and liquid soap and dry with paper towels after any contamination occurs. Oh, thank you. Observed employee rinsing hands at hand sink without soap. Well, You didn't. What you didn't observe is what you should be observing. Observed employee using phone and touching face. Ugh. And then continue to touch food. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. May I have a napkin, please? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Properly wash hands before putting on gloves. And when switching gloves and discontinue washing gloves. Why didn't she write it in Thai? What's she writing it in English for? She went to, like, probably Sacramento State. She thinks they're going to study this now and translate it into the Thai language. Maintain potentially hazardous food at 41 degrees Fahrenheit or below or above. This is all written in English. Oh, thank you. May I have some of the cockroach tofu, please? I'll be right back.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
I went to Chinatown. Way back in old Hong Kong.
Welcome to the show. Keep playing that for fun. Those who are listening will understand the joke.
And I heard a gong. Ling, ting, tong.
That song couldn't be made today. Yep, it couldn't be made today. We're living in the age of Bloomberg. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I started the show asking you if you believe in some crazy conspiracy theories, such as is Obama a Muslim and why? Do you believe that there's an elite society that's controlling the world? Why? I mean, it's easy to believe that. And we went into that. And somehow I got not sidetracked, but the way my mind works, it's an unfettered mind. I don't have a script. And my mind moves around. I stumbled upon a local story that wasn't related whatsoever, but it was so funny I had to do it. They shut down a restaurant in San Francisco for health violations. And it's filled with the type of guys that you see all over America now. The ones with the scraggly pieces of hair running down from the lower. I can't explain it. A beard should be a beard. A goatee. I have a goatee. But now there's a new kind of beard that certain kind of liberal men, usually liberals wear them. It's like a thin line of hair that runs down the center of the chin, from the lower lip to the chin. I don't know where that came from. To me, it's creepy. It looks like a deviant, some kind of deviancy in the person who has that. I don't know. It's my own thing. I'm sure people look at a goatee and say the same thing. But to me, guys with that kind of beard, I don't trust them. I wouldn't shake. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't shake their hand and then, you know what I mean, touch a fork. So here's a restaurant that has 1,000 Yelp reviews, all of them happy about the restaurant, how much they love it, with smiling liberals sitting around enjoying their meal with flowers and chopsticks. And they're closed down because there's cockroaches on prep tables, rodent droppings next to food containers, dead cockroaches scattered about the kitchen, looking like peanuts and pad thai, and then other things. You just can't believe this report. So what's the point of my reading it to you? I don't know. There's a number of reasons I'm reading it to you. Because these are the people who shape San Francisco's none thought process. These are the fools who come up with the ideas that the rest of the city seems to think are so brilliant, such as a bicycle ride, for example, every last Friday of the week, where they close the roads down for the morons on bicycles. Not because they want to ride a bike, but because they want to block traffic. They call it a certain name, which I've forgotten. No, I'm a bike rider, but they do it to clog up people who work for a living, for example. And then you read that you see them in these restaurants. They bow to the owners because they're Asian. They do. You don't know how these white liberals are. They assume every culture is superior to theirs, and they're laughed at. They're taken advantage of. It ties right into illegal immigration, totally, because we are importing third world modalities into this country at every level. Health, hygiene, safety, mentality. There's no assimilation anymore. As I've said to you, and I'm going to repeat it now, because I am the son of an immigrant. When people came here, they had to become Americans or wanted to become Americans. I once affectionately wrote, we've gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot in one generation. Now, maybe that's a little too crude for today's sensibilities. I'm sorry if it is, although it tells the truth. It certainly gives you the picture of what it is. Is this not a chamber pot? Can you believe the food in this restaurant? You can't believe this. They're storing the food under the sink, half-cooked food. They're storing noodles underneath the sink next to dirty mops. They're using an apron to wipe down pots and dishes. I mean, go into the report. You just won't believe it. Raw chicken, raw sausage, raw shrimp sitting next to vermin. Vermin droppings. It's enough to make you never go in a restaurant again. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, I go in a dump myself. I mean, but they have an open kitchen, the one I go to. All it does to, in mine, it's not dirty, but the lipstick together from the goo they use. Thank God I'm out of town here. You know, there's no Asian restaurants here in Southern Florida that I could eat in. So I'm actually, I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't had indigestion once this week. It's an old Buddy Hackett joke. It's actually very funny. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't had indigestion for a week now. I'm not used to it. I'm used to eating and having dyspepsia. That's the mark of a good meal. You know, literally holding my stomach and going, ugh. That's the sign that I ate. I haven't done it once this week. I'm having to eat like lean, horrible food here because I'm cooking it myself. The restaurants are too jammed. I thought Easter would be over in South Florida. Oh, is it jammed? Oh, my God. God bless them. They're, you know, they're with children and the families and the beach strollers and the this and the that. I guess that's good. The society is doing very well. Obama saved us from the greatest depression since 1929. That's another conspiracy theory. The people who put him in power, of course, caused the greatest recession since 1929, as I pointed out in my book on a trickle of poverty. Yeah, they had it. There's names for the people who did it. None of them are in jail. They're still running major banks, major hedge funds, and the United States of America. So they crashed the economy. Then they brought this Obama along to save us. And now we're saved from the very thing they caused. Is that a conspiracy theory? I don't know. I wrote a whole book on it. Maybe I'm crazy. You know, in a few years, even though I have evidence, proof, citations, chapter after chapter with citations, with names and addresses, in the ex-Soviet Union, if you said that the state was imperfect or corrupt, they said you were insane and they put you into a mental hospital and then they treated you with powerful antipsychotic drugs. We're not too far from that, are we, Mayor Bloomberg? If anyone criticizes your holiness about your soda ban, should they be put into a mental hospital? Or, as I played for you in the last hour, all of the lunatic gun grabbers out there don't even know what a gun is. I want you to listen to a Colorado Democrat woman who sounds like a drug-addicted child talking about ammo magazines. I want you to hear carefully clip one.
Very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
This sounds just like the people in the upper east side and west side of New York. They have no idea what they're talking about, but they sort of construct a big lie and they keep going. And then they, would you like some rat droppings with your tofu tonight in the Thai restaurant as well? Thank you. May I have a napkin? Can I have some water in a nice greasy glass? Oh, thank you. Let me bow and put my hands together because you come from a superior culture to my disgusting American culture. Oh, thank you. Oh, you come from a culture where there are no guns. Oh, you're so superior. Oh, thank you for the tofu. That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? So what would you like to talk about? 855-400-7282. Boca Raton, Florida. I love that rat's mouth. I used to love people didn't know what Boca Raton meant in Spanish. So where do you live? They put their nose up. They were from, like, the Bronx. I live in Boca Raton. Really? You live in Rat's Mouth? Nice. Steve, welcome from Boca Raton. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I want to thank you. I went out and bought a nice piece of tilapia today. I put some olive oil in a pan, fried it up with a little garlic and a little lemon, and you were talking about rat droppings and rodents crawling across the table. I want to thank you for the dinner entree.
Yeah, but come on, that's 3,000 miles away in San Francisco. You know the restaurants here are all clean.
I thought you were in South Florida.
I am, but the restaurant that was closed is in San Francisco. A Thai restaurant in San Francisco was closed with all of that, not here in Boca.
Well, I'm cooking at home because I can't get a better meal in Boca. I have to cook at home.
You cannot get an Asian meal down here. It's impossible. I happen to love Asian food. If I can get clean, good Asian food, I can't find it. What is that? Why is there such a lack of Asian food in South Florida? What is that about?
Good Asian food.
Yeah, I mean the real McCoy like I get in San Francisco. where they have open kitchens. Yeah, open. I've never been in my life. I've probably been eating rat droppings in the same place for 20 years without knowing it. Which is why I'm healthy. I don't know. Maybe the human being could take rat droppings. It could be a part of the human condition. I'll never forget, just as I'm drifting around a little to have a little fun because it's 10:15 at night here on the East Coast, and I'm just starting to feel so strong, I feel like I could do a show all night. At first, I was dragging and tired. Now, I beat the jet lag to the point where now I'm rolling. So, my father, again, yes, he's dead. Yes, the story, not boring. He'd walk, take my hand, walk me on the Lower East Side of New York when I was a little boy. I hated it. It was disgusting. The very same disgusting street he had a store on. The apartments are $3 million now. And the streets look just as disgusting as they did when I was a little boy. Garbage in the street. The only difference is now every other store is a hipster bar. And these characters with the scraggly little pieces of hair running down on their lip are all over the street. And they're all smoking cigarettes, huddling about global warming and gay marriage, I suppose. I don't know what they're talking about. But the apartments are $1 million, $2 million, $3 million on these horrible Rivington Street, Ludlow Street. Garbage everywhere, filthy. So he walked with me with my hand, and we'd look, and there's garbage. I said, Dad, I hate it. He said, never mind, it'll make you stronger. I said, how could it make me stronger? He said, you're going to build up an immunity to diseases by being exposed to dirt. Said, oh, that sounds great. I mean, you take a kid, he doesn't understand that, but he was right. He said, you won't get polio. He said to me, he said, you won't get polio if I take you out in the street and make you walk in these streets and eat the food down here. Well, I don't know. That's probably not why I didn't get polio. But his theory, and it was not stupid, was that exposing a child to, germs and this and that was good for them. And many people don't understand that today, is that if you bring a child up in a hothouse, bottled water, oh, don't let your child drink tap water. Oh, no, bottled water and organic this, organic that. Make sure it's vegan, vegetarian, so the child's emaciated and has a mental collapse and needs to be put on drugs. Doesn't have enough carnitine from meat. Doesn't have sufficient protein to function. Brain isn't firing right. No B12, no B6. But he's a vegan, you see, and so therefore he's like a walking victim. But the mother's sure he's healthy because she's protecting him from all the evils of Western civilization, including the Western diet. Well, anyway, the point is that you know, who knows? Maybe I did build up an immunity to various and sundry things because I was exposed to them. Another quick childhood story. I'll never forget it. I must have been 7, 6. He would make me go out and get lunch on my own in the streets to the restaurants. I hated it. I was afraid. They were so dirty. The people looked eerie to me. It was like a bad carnival. And he'd say, all right, go down to there was a horrible place. It's still there. Actually, it isn't. It was like a bad luncheonette. It was filthy, like this Chinese restaurant. Disgusting. The windows were fogged over. I don't know why he sent me there. So I once went for, I don't know, for him something and for me. I was 6 years old. I hated it. I was afraid. I go in. I get the sandwiches. I bring it back. My father opens the sandwich, and he sees a fly in it. He got infuriated. He threw the sandwich back in the bag, grabbed my hand, and practically pulled me down the street to the deli. And he goes in. And he screams at the guy. He says to him, how dare you give my son a tuna fish sandwich with a fly in it? And he shows him the sandwich, and the guy looks at him in typical New York fashion. He says, well, he said, I'm sorry for mixing meat with dairy, but I didn't charge you for the meat. You talk about cynicism. This is the way it was in those days. I didn't even understand the joke, but that's what the man actually said to him. They didn't give a damn. They could care less, very much like today, but there were no inspectors in those days. There was no Bloomberg protecting us from ourselves. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number eight why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com, they're my friends, they're good people. So go to Blinds.com now.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The new economic policies are what they are, so now how will they affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar on Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Tuesday, April 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th, Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Wouldn't you know it? The board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes are once again paving the way to better foot health. Hi, I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Show, Dr. Odell consistently encouraged callers with embarrassing toenail fungus to try the FDA-approved laser treatment. The 800 New Toes doctors were the first to bring you this revolutionary laser treatment for nail fungus and have performed over 10,000 successful procedures. Now, they're offering another groundbreaking laser treatment for foot and ankle pain. Like their treatment for toenail fungus, the MLS laser at 800 New Toes is quick, easy, and painless. It's used to treat plantar fasciitis, arthritis, tendonitis, and professional sports teams use it to help players recover from injuries. At 800 New Toes, it's not just about looking good, but feeling good too. So whether you have toenail fungus or suffer with foot and ankle pain, call 800 New Toes or go to 800newtoes.com. Get back to doing the things you love, pain-free, at 800 New Toes.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, so secret societies, do they control the world? Well, we've heard about the Skull and Bone Society. George Bush was a member. And we know about George Soros. We know that... There are things going on that make no sense because they don't answer to the American people. We're supposed to be a participatory democracy. So now we have a thing called immigration reform, which is a lie. It means amnesty for illegal aliens. And both parties are conspiring behind the scenes in a gang-like fashion, even calling themselves the Gang of Eight, which I think is ironic. They're a gang. They're no different than the Crips and the Bloods, only they're more powerful. They're more insulated. They're not subject to federal prosecution for conspiring in a RICO fashion to jam something down our throats. And they're saying, well, we're going to... Now, Obama, by the way, the corrupt Obama is encouraging the corrupt Democrat Party to rush the immigration bill through Congress the way they rushed Obamacare. How much can this country take until it gags it back onto the administration? How much can you take of this administration? This corrupt, dictatorial... I'll stop. How much can you take of it? How much can you take of it? We know why they passed Obamacare. It was not to help the poor. It was to rape the Treasury. It was to reward his cronies. It was to set up new insurance companies. It was made only to create more and greater corruption in the medical system. It will cost 15 times more than the medical system of today with 15 times less care. We all know that. Now they want to jam 30 million illegal aliens down our throats before we can even discuss it. And they have the nerve to say it's going to help the middle class when you know it's the exact opposite. It's unbelievable to me. So it's easy to see why so many people believe in conspiracies and why liberals seem to congregate and eat in Asian restaurants with cockroach droppings in their tofu. Mike on WMAL in Washington, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I'm glad you brought it up. You know, it just brings me back some drastic memories. Full disclosure, though, you know, I have to be upfront with you. About 80% of these restaurants are the same. You know, I had one. It was an extortion mill. They come out every week on a weekend when it's busy. They tell you they need another $500 raise, $1,000 to go home. I mean, they were just...
Well, you mean the inspectors were extortionists?
No, the chefs. When the chef's seen you make a few bucks, you know, on a busy weekend.
Oh, so you owned an Asian restaurant and the chef would hold you up?
Oh, it's a big shakedown. It's better than Al Capone. And then they knock up the waitresses, and then you get an old 55-year-old, like, you made me laugh when you said put the hands together, they come down bowing.
No, don't they? Don't the libs put the hands together and bow?
Oh, and these are Washington libs I had, so you could imagine.
That's amazing. No, I do it as a stereotype, but they're all the same. And don't they say thank you for a napkin and a glass of water 50 times?
17 times, Mike, 17 times. Thank you.
I don't understand this. They go and eat in the restaurant, and then they thank the owner for serving them. They paying the guy, let's say, $52 for two meals, and then they say thank you 50 times and bow to him. The owner thinks they're insane.
Mike,
why isn't the Asian owner bowing to him saying thank you to the white guy?
And they're good, Mike. They're good on the scam. They know how to do the welfare tricks. They do it all.
They're not alone in that, to be fair. There's a lot of religious people of certain religions who have multiple children who do the mumbo-jumbo holy roller stuff. And if you catch them, they scream that you're an anti-you-know-what. Yeah, equal opportunity savage here. The critical eye that sees all, e pluribus unum.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, MD folks. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. BART police are investigating the death of a person on the tracks in Oakland today. The person was struck and killed by a train at the 12th Street City Center station. Redwood City Police credit a quick-thinking teller for helping to solve a bank robbery. The teller followed the suspect out of the bank and gave police a play-by-play cell phone account of the suspect's movements after he left the bank. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 101 De La Cruz have crashed, been moved off to the right shoulder, but traffic still slow and go almost back to Lawrence Expressway. And other than that, a high wind advisory in effect for the San Mateo Bridge right now. Now, getting out of San Francisco, that's still a challenge. Northbound 101 slow from 280 to the lower deck. City Street approaches still jammed up as well. And, of course, with President Obama in San Francisco, a protest going on right now. Divisadero at Broadway. Right now, the intersection is still open, but it's very busy there. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
As a business owner, when the phone rings in the middle of the night, the words you never want to hear are, boss, we're down, meaning your computer servers, probably located in a closet or under a desk, have failed you, creating the potential for a crippling financial loss. Would you lose customers? How many orders might not get placed, filled, or even shipped? DSX Data migrates your company's critical business applications from your servers to their servers in their professionally managed, secure, state-of-the-art data center. DSX Data features comprehensive physical and network security, a fail-safe environment, climate control, protection from earthquakes, fires, and floods, and most important, guaranteed 100% uptime, all for a low, predictable monthly cost. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Manage your business, not your servers. Call DSX Data today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon! It was scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. North Korea, as you know, is an issue. I mean, you could look away. I'm trying to entertain you as well. You don't know whether the guy is, you know, just full of bluster and he's insecure and he says, you know, he's going to blow us up. I mean, they approved a nuclear strike on the United States and the basketball player in chief has said nothing. Where is he tonight? A president's supposed to calm the American people at a time like this and either say, don't take him seriously, he's a putz. Don't believe the fat rotund one, we'll wipe him off the planet. Something. Would Reagan have just stood by and gone to a black tie dinner to raise money after a little dictatorship threatens us with a nuclear strike? This is a president to you? This is a president to you. A great man, a great man. He's such a great man that he doesn't respond to such bellicose threats. Oh, I feel much better. What if he did something, though? Don't you understand? See, here's what bothers me. First of all, they have nuclear capacity. That's A. That's in case you don't know it. Second of all, they have missile delivery capacity because Bush didn't knock down their towers when they were building them. That's B. So you have to take them seriously, right? Well, the Pentagon said it's going to send ground-based THAAD missile interceptor batteries to protect military bases in Guam. Well, that's good. So in other words, we're playing the beaten wife again. The thug is threatening to beat us up, and instead of striking him first, we're sitting here waiting for him to strike us like a chick in an abusive relationship. He said, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to smack you down. I'm going to give you the worst beating of your life. And instead of saying, oh, okay, here it is, buddy, and taking him down, we're like a beaten wife now waiting to be hit. We're sending an interceptor or this or that. Don't you ever lift a finger. If you lift a finger one more, you say one more word. If you dare lift a hand, that's what it is. He's actually beating us in the rhetoric. It's like a bunch of scared chicks running America, isn't it? Like girls. Ooh, let's run with a THAAD interceptor set. Girls, do we have a THAAD set? The same girls who don't know what a magazine clip is, they're sitting there in the White House dictating to the military what to do. They don't know what a magazine clip is. Never fired a Daisy BB gun, but they're going to authorize the military to protect us. Okay, I feel very secure tonight. It's unreal. Actually, I'm glad I'm on the East Coast during this crazy scene right now. Nuts. Let's listen to Hegel the Bagel, who has suddenly found his mojo. Listen to clip 4.
We don't have any choice in defending this country but to anticipate worst-case scenarios. We do know the North Koreans have missile capability.
Good.
We know that they have significant capability.
Good.
And as we think through long-term threats, we have to plan, sure, for short-term, but also for long-term. And every decision that's made, and the announcement that was made a couple of weeks ago, wasn't some knee-jerk reaction to the young leader's threats in North Korea.
Next one, 5.
You only need to be wrong once. And I don't know what president or what chairman or what secretary of defense wants to be wrong once when it comes to nuclear threats. So there was an awful lot of thought that went into this and strategic thinking and all that goes into these kinds of
What strategic decisions. Thinking? I don't understand. What strategic thinking? I don't understand. What have they done so far? They moved a thermal high-altitude area defense, truck-mounted systems that can pinpoint an enemy missile, allegedly track the projectile, launch an interceptor to bring it down. Okay, good. We've moved ships there. Good. What else have we done? We're waiting to be hit. Again, we're waiting. We're waiting for him to hit us to see, well, will he do what he wants? Will he actually hit us, Mary? Mary, do you think he'll hit us? I don't think so. I don't know, but we better get ready in case he decides to hit us. After all, we're America and we're evil. In a way, we deserve to be hit, Mary. We've done such evil. I mean, after all, we bombed Japan, didn't we, Mary? I mean, it would only be fair, Mary, if, I don't mean a big hit, but it would serve us right, Mary, wouldn't it? If they did to us in a little way what we did to them. But wait a minute, Korea's not Japan. It's sort of generically the same, Mary, and we deserve it. You don't think this thinking goes on in the academic White House, do you? You have no idea who's running this country, do you? You haven't the slightest idea who these people are. I do. Never met them, but I met the type. It's generic. It's generic. There's a generic type running the country right now. Report, $700 million in Katrina relief money went missing. How does $700 million go missing? They can't find it? How does $1.7 billion of Corzine's fund go missing and he doesn't go to jail? How did that happen? How? How did Paulson, who was the Treasury Secretary, oversee the collapse of civilization and never pay 10 cents in retribution? Where is Paulson? How's that? How do these things work? Whereas if an immigrant kid robs a gold necklace out of a jewelry stand, he goes to jail for 12 years and gets deported. How does that work? How does that work? Does anyone explain that? How does that, the bigger the crime, then it becomes fine? rapes now in India. I wouldn't go to India for any amount of money. I never liked India. Of all the places I've gone to, I've never wanted to go to India. I never had an attraction. I like Indian people, don't get me wrong. But what's there for me to see? What, the Ganges River? Why would I go there? I don't understand people's obsession with these countries. They all want to come here. Why would I want to go there? It's the same to me even with France and Italy. I don't want to go there. Whenever I have a yen to go to France, I walk past the French restaurant and look at it, and then I say, that's it for a while. I see the French waiters misbehaving, or I go to it. I want to know, truthfully, I go to a French restaurant. I don't eat much in French restaurants today. I'm not into hot cuisine. I like low cuisine, not of the Thai variety. I like basic peasant food that I cook myself and I know what's in it. I'm not into creams and sauces and butter and, you know, too much salt. I don't know. There are some people like to eat that way. They get sick. So here we are. North Korea approves merciless nuke attack on USA. It must be true. It's on the Drudge Report. Think about that. No, people. It is. It is definitely the blueprint for news, as Clarabel says. We all look at it, and he determines what we think. Which is, I think, there's a sweet justice in the fact that one man, all alone, has trumped the entire media. It's one guy has become the Hearst, the William Randolph Hearst of our time. He determines what people talk about. Isn't it amazing? Not the New York Times. In fact, speaking of which, I couldn't resist this. If you go to michaelsavage.com, yes, I'm driving you to my website. I'm tricking you. On my top right, I have faces of the Obama stooges at the New York Times. I put a clever headline up. I went and researched who the editorial board is, what their names are and what they look like. So I put them up for you to enjoy because these are the types that bow in Asian restaurants. When you look at their faces, these are the people who, when they go in an Asian restaurant in New York or Washington, I can guarantee you they're so well-trained like little puppy dogs. They put their two hands together and they bow as they go in, and they say thank you at least 30 times. The napkin, the water. They thank the owner for taking their money. They thank them for the rat droppings and the pad thai noodles. Incidentally, if you're wanting to buy my Cadillac, you have one more day. I'm just getting rid of it. The money will be donated, frankly. I don't have room for this. 19 feet, 6 inches. It's a piece of American history. It's sad. 29 bids is up to $23,000. One day left on it. I'm sorry to get rid of it. It's like, you know, like it's hard to get rid of things in your life. Anyone listening to this show, see me drive out on stage with that Cadillac DeVille, that 65 convertible. Remember back in 09 when I was still doing performances? I've never done a live performance since. That was the last one I ever did. There was a reason for it. I don't like live performances. I 7,000 people came to the Concord Pavilion, and that car was not driven on the stage. The union wouldn't permit us to drive the car on the stage. It had to be pushed out by 6 union workers who were making $150 an hour. That's why they didn't want us to drive it on the stage. Oh, God. It was a great night. Teddy was a little black puppy. That's 9 years ago already? He's 9 years old. He's on stage with me. I remember driving out in that car. I don't like live. I'm not that egotistical. I don't need it. I don't want to think about what I look like. It's bad enough I have to shave in the morning. The time and gravity, my friends, it catches up with all of it. I'm still in good shape. That's no prescription drugs, my age. Not one. It's unbelievable. No, that means tomorrow I get a heart attack or a stroke. Every time you congratulate yourself, especially publicly, the next day they find them like in the bottom of the bathtub. What beautiful weather I'm having out here. Thank God the humidity hasn't hit. Oh, but it does. I'm going to leave. There's one thing about Florida. I can't take the humidity. There's a conspiracy theory out there that lizard people are running the world, shifters of some kind. I think most of them live in Boca Raton. I don't understand them. In one of the most highly, Obama's the Antichrist, Mitt Romney, new public policy, bullying, this, you know, left-wing. A certain number of people think that shape-shifting reptilian people run the world. Well, you know, you come to Florida, right? 4% of Americans believe in lizard people. You walk around here, you know. Not too far from the truth. They look like they mated with, like, alligators half the people down here, the local one. They look like they're half alligator, half people. Here's a conspiracy theory just sent to me by a wise individual. It is the USA directing North Korea to threaten us, so they have an excuse to push the budget up on military spending to defend us, just when it was being cut. There you go. See? How's that one? You haven't heard that one yet today. Is Kim Jong-un just a stooge of China, and did our people in the Pentagon tell their friends in China who visit our ships all the time not to study our cuisine? Did they tell them to tell the junkyard dog in North Korea, the pit bull, you threatened them just when blah, 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 and then therefore they won't cut the military? Is it possible? I don't know. It's a good one. Is the USA directing North Korea so they have an excuse to push the budget through for military spending to defend us? That's plausible. That's like a fireman setting a fire. That's all. They wouldn't do that, would they? You're a great American. You're really a great American. You're working a firehouse. You're a great American. To me, you're a grating American if you say that. Rain tomorrow. Supposed to rain down here tomorrow? Make sure I go home already. Been here like almost a week. I don't know. I can't travel. I don't, can't wait to get home to some good Chinese and Thai food. Go to my favorite restaurant. Get my lips stuck together. Complain about the fireplace smoke. Complain about the provincial women in the museums. I just wrote this because I'm trying the power of positive thinking. Because I can get very negative, right? Like everyone. So I'm trying to like reprogram my brain. So I said, write down what you like about South Florida, why you come here. So here's what I wrote down. One, clean air, no barbecue or fireplace smoke. Where I live in the Bay Area, you can puke day and night. All of the boob liberals with peace signs on their fireplace, on their front doors, day and night, either a barbecue or a fireplace. Two, we have flat, clean, paved streets, which makes for great, easy bike riding here, which the streets are gorgeous here in South Florida. Clean, perfect. San Francisco has the brokenest streets in the entire United States of America because of corruption, because the money is stolen by the corrupt politicians in my town and in San Francisco. Three, many people are in the streets, which I like. In other words, you go to the restaurant district. They're from everywhere, you know, mainly New Jersey, a lot of Guidos and Guidettes and Iowans and Iowettes and Delawareans and Delawettes. You know what I like about it is like they're regular, like a lot of regular white people here enjoying themselves in the old-fashioned 50s beach kind of way. But if you look at them, it's easy to sneer, oh, they're not cool. They don't have those little scraggly beards of that time. But they're the type of people that if you, God forbid, fell down in the street, they'd pick you up, call 911. In San Francisco, if you fell down, the people with the little beards, they'd step over you. They'd go, ooh, God, are we late for the Thai restaurant? Five, bird life I love, the foliage I love because I'm an former botanist. You can take the boy out of the botany, but you can't take the botany out of the boy. I love the sky and cloud formations. I love the sea breezes. See, I'm trying to be positive. Once I'm already writing these things, it means it's time to go home and rationalizing. Once you have to write down why you like someplace or why you're happily married here and the nine reasons I like Roberta, when the psychiatrist tells you, write down six reasons you like your wife. One, I like her because two. You can't get past one. One because... And then you go back to the shrink. No, I'm making the thing up. Okay, turn it around. The woman has to write six things she likes about the husband that she can't stand. And she gets stuck on number one. She gets stuck on number one. She can't think of one thing. So they both go back to the shrink or the marriage and family counselor, and they both have like... They're up to one together. And they say, okay, well, what do you... Hal, what did you write about her? The guy's stuck. I don't know. I couldn't get past one. Roberta, what'd you write about Harold? Truthfully, doctor, I don't know. I couldn't think of one thing I like about him. And then he puts his hands together, the doctor, in a temple-like fashion. Again, like in an Asian restaurant. And he puts his head down and he goes, Well, this indicates that you're so carefully bonded together that it's paraverbal. It transcends the verbal. You people are really made for each other because it doesn't reduce itself to six or seven individual points. You are bonded. This is the kind of malarkey. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. But if you have a plastic mind, you can think through anything. So when I said to you, maybe there's a conspiracy theory that North Korea is being told the defense contractors went and talked to the Defense Department guys, and they went and talked to whoever, and they called China, and they said, look, they're going to talk to the guy in North Korea and say, make him the bum bang on the table, they're going to launch back in Guam. This way we can move our ships, we can send in batteries, and the American people can think that we're, and we need the money, and therefore don't cut us off at the left. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I'm having a good time. All the crazy stuff that lunatics believe in. That Obama's a Muslim, that there's no global warming. You know, if you're not a Democrat, you can't believe in anything. You have no thinking whatsoever. You are a lizard person. We know Obama's not a Muslim, even though both fathers were Muslim and he went to a madrasas. You can't believe a thing like that. No. Only fools don't believe in global warming. That's the official party line. Only fools don't believe the New York Times is all invented propaganda day and night. WABC, Andrew, welcome to the Savage Nation.
He is the worst bower. The liberals, they can't even do that right. When they bow, they mess it up.
Well, isn't the bowing basically from India? All Asian cultures don't bow to each other.
From what I thought, they all do in China.
I never see them bow to each other, pardon me, looking from the outside in. I mean, I don't see them giving the bow with the hand thing. That's like a white lib with the hair on their chin, thinking that it's very, very sophisticated.
The proper way to do it is you just slightly roll your shoulders forward with your hands together. And
oh, yeah, I'll remember that the next time I go in for some dim sum.
But President Obama's way off. He did it real fast and went real low. You're not supposed to go there.
Wait, this is a family show, sir. Please, stop with the real low. That's just cultural observations, the bowing thing, the libs. I don't bow in Asian restaurants. They think you're crazy if you do. I see them look at them. They're puzzled. They scratch their head. What do you think of my idea that Kim Jong-un was told to threaten us in order for the Defense Department to move ships, planes, trains, et cetera, munitions, whatever, and to make us feel that they're going to protect us and we can't cut their budget at all? So that means there's a division within the Obama administration, by the way. If my conspiracy theory is true, that would mean the Defense Department's working against Hagel and against Obama, who are trying to sequester the military into a supine posture that we can never recover from. Right? So that means there's a little split between the military-industrial complex and the academic global warming complex. Right? The academic Leninist complex. Do you have a Leninist complex? Do you think you're Lenin?
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here's another story for you to show you how far gone this country is press-wise. The Communist Associated Press drops the words illegal immigrant from style book. The Associated Pukes, the largest news gathering outlet in the world, will no longer use the term illegal immigrant. They're going to I don't know what they're going to call them now. Maybe they could call them citizens and declare you racist. Maybe they could change it around. You see, some Hispanic radicals argue that if you call a person an illegal immigrant, you lack diversity in your thinking. And that the words illegal immigrant are shocking and offensive to illegal immigrants. This is not Brave New World. This is beyond Brave New World. This is a criminal new world where criminals are called something other than what they are. Also noted today, AP prefers to label behavior rather than people. I don't know what that means. Writing that instead of using the term schizophrenic, the AP now prefers saying that one is, quote, diagnosed with schizophrenia. I see. So you're not a schizophrenic if you're diagnosed with schizophrenia? I see. Okay. So you're not going to label an immigrant who came here illegally an illegal immigrant. What are you going to label them? I don't know. Maybe a Democrat voter? An Obama supporter? I mean, we could call them that. 855-400-7282. Would you like to talk? I am I am the letters to the editor. If you'd like to drop a verbal letter to the Savage editor, this is the best show in the country to do it through, because the Savage Nation gets some of the best calls in talk radio. I actually listen to you and respond. You know, let's go to WHAM in the Rochester, New York. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, it's possible that there is a desire to influence people's thoughts and moods through electromagnetic. The brain is an electro magnet. A little nervous.
Mark, it's okay. Listen, I don't want to hold you on. I'll bet you don't know how much I know about this area. I don't mean I'm an expert. I'll bet. Are you in the neurosciences?
No, not at all.
Okay, I can tell you the name of the scientist who first put electrodes in the brain of a bull and demonstrated that the bull could be stopped in a ring by hitting a pulse, an electronic pulse, and he could make a charging bull stop in his tracks. To show you how knowledgeable I am about these things, I can tell you his name. He was a Spanish scientist named José Delgado. So I'm very aware of where this will lead. Obama is a very, very sneaky, dangerous man. He has no desire to look into the human brain other than to control people. That's my estimation. Isn't it ironic that it's the liberals who are the fascists, bringing down all of the weight of government upon people, whether it be the size of a soda or the fact that you may have moral differences with the degenerates and that you don't want to be dragged into the moral degeneracy of our time? Yeah, I'll use the words. And you should understand who's dragging you into that morass. It's the liberals again, because they're not really liberals. They never were liberals. And so what is that? So where does it leave you? Well, you can there's a couple of ways to deal with it. One is if you take it head on, you go crazy. You get a heart attack, you get a stroke, or you get an assault weapon and you go postal. You don't want to do any of that, right? So the other way is to laugh at them, make a mockery of them, call them what they are. Now, the last thing you have left, by the way, is to mock them. Mock Bloomberg, mock Obama, mock Michelle Obama, mock them all, because they're worthy of one thing only, which is laughing at them, pointing the finger and calling them what they are. Here's Biden, goes to Paris. It costs you, the taxpayer, $585,000 for Biden to go to Paris for his Secret Service, his airplanes, whatever he had to spend on all the hotel rooms. And you're supposed to take that and swallow it simply because the Politburo of today, the communism of today, is how I see it, has taken over to such an extent that you don't even know what's happened. Why do you think the country's bankrupt? Because of the corruption, because of the corruption, because of the corruption. That's why. That's the main reason. What sane government would permit so many citizens to be on welfare? What sane government would bend over backwards to treat illegal alien criminals as though they have more rights than the taxpayer who's been here forever? Why? What sane government that's not a gangster regime? And I mean both sides of the aisle. I mean McCain. I mean Rubio. I mean all of them are part of the criminal gang of eight. They're planning to screw you behind closed doors. They're writing a bill of amnesty right now, which will be a rubber stamp vote. And anyone who doesn't vote, it will be called the usual names, racist, this, and of course the all-important Latino vote, as though there's a block of voters. Now, I don't understand why they're running after the so-called Latino vote, when if you analyze it, most of the Latinos who voted, so far as I can tell, most of those who voted in the last election, most of those who voted, who were here illegally, had no right to vote. They had no right to vote. So why should their votes have counted to begin with? They shouldn't have. They should have been dismissed. They should have been arrested at the voting booth for not showing a legitimate ID. But then again, both parties wanted the illegal alien to have the right to vote for their own reasons. The way government works is through lobbyists. You have to understand that as well. There is no government per se. There's a government of the lobbyists, by the lobbyists, and for the lobbyists. Whatever the lobbyists want done, they can literally get done if enough money is spent. That's why a twerp like Bloomberg will say, even though his soda bin was voted down by a judge, he said, let the judge go to hell. I'll spend $12 million of my fortune to overturn the judge because I am a law unto myself, because I am God. I'm a demigod. I am the new demigod, Michael Bloomberg. And it doesn't matter. Let the people be damned. Let the judges be damned. I, Michael Bloomberg, am God. I will spend my money and I can buy the American people. I can buy the votes I need to get what I want. And it's the same on every level. So the illegal alien lobby, and there are many of them, those who want the cheap labor, those who want the cheap votes, which is true for both parties, they are in favor, Teddy, of granting amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens. They say 11, since the government lied about Obamacare's cost by a factor of at least 3X. If they say 11 million, it's 33 million. That's my guess. Remember Obama lied about how much it would cost, that it would reduce costs? Well, now we know it's going to actually raise medical costs and premiums in the country by a phenomenal percentage. Obamacare to increase claims costs by 32%. Obama lied. He should be impeached. He actually should be impeached and arrested for selling this bill of fraudulent goods to the American people. So should everyone else who jammed it down our throats. Every last one of them, in essence, passed a criminal bill created for one reason only. The only reason Obamacare was passed was to rob the Treasury blind. There was no other reason. You have no idea how many new fortunes are being made, how many new fortunes will be made on little insurance companies, little providers, on medications, on devices that are going to be run by friends of the administration who lobbied for Obamacare. It's all about the boondoggle again. The analogy is the sporting goods store in The Sopranos. A gang took over America. They've emptied the store out of all of its goods. They sold the golf clubs from the back of trucks. They sold the airline tickets for cash. They gave them to their friends. And now they don't know what to do because the sporting goods store has been shuttered. That's America. America fundamentally has been shuttered and a lock has been put on its door. There's no America left. You say, well, that's nonsense. The country is booming in so many sectors. It's booming in so many ways. A country is more than its economy. A country is far more than its economy. A country is defined by its borders, its language, and its culture. And when you have a criminal gang that has erased its borders, is erasing its language, and has stamped on its culture, you no longer have a nation that is worthy of the name nation. It has lost its nationhood. So that brings us down to the issues of the day, which I've been talking about. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
Informed by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by candidate or candidates. Click the Tea Party Leadership Fund.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Heart to 560 KSFO.
Now, Matt on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. Most people, it seems, don't understand satire, and I must say I enjoyed your satiric monologue. I just wonder why you use satire to get your message across.
Actually, I used sarcasm more than I used satire. I actually won the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine back, I think, 07, 08, 09, where I described the difference between satire and sarcasm and the various forms of comedy. But you're asking why I've reverted to it, because there's nowhere else to go. Matt, we are living in deranged times. If you take a guy like Joe Biden seriously, you would go insane. The man spends $585,000 on one night in Paris. What is left for a commentator but to use sarcasm in describing what he did, right? What else can I do? The American people are so drugged they don't even know. They wouldn't even accept it. If you went to the average moronic liberal in San Francisco or Marin County and said, how can you vote for a Democrat when they're so damn corrupt? They're so corrupt that they'll build a bridge, the Bay Bridge, and the screws are snapping on it because of faulty construction, bid rigging, Chinese materials. They'll say, so what? What do I care? Do you understand that this is sort of the end of times here in this country in many ways, Matt?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. And I absolutely agree with you.
Well, what can I say? So if I'm in the commentary business. So what methods do I have left other than satire and sarcasm to describe the evils of our time? There's almost nothing left to use, Matt. Now, fortunately, we live in a free society with free speech for as long as it lasts. But you and I both know that in the past, where corruption was probably as rampant as it is today, if not more rampant. If a writer were to criticize a ruler, they were either executed or they were put into prison. You know that as well, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. We haven't reached that level yet because Bloomberg hasn't gotten around to the First Amendment. He's still dealing with the soda and the tobacco amendment. But the time will come when little dictators like Bloomberg will start to say it's time to limit free speech because although free speech is free, we can no longer afford it in times like this. And for reasons of national security, we have to eliminate free speech as we know it in order to protect those of us who are given the responsibility to protect America. We have to limit free speech because it's bordering on the cruel and the insane. There's nothing else I can say to you. Nothing more. Here, Mirtha Link Brothers charged by feds. You remember Representative Mirtha, the Democrat, who called the Marines Nazis and war criminals? Remember him? Lawyer, Mirtha Link, PA Brothers, to plead guilty. This is out of Pittsburgh, PA. Two brothers who own defense contracting businesses that benefited from earmarks obtained by the late U.S. Representative John Mirtha will plead guilty to charging the military $650,000 for parts that were never delivered and paying a kickback to another contractor, a defense attorney said. Ronald and William Kuchera will waive their right to be indicted and plead guilty to charges filed late last week by federal prosecutors. If you remember Mirtha, he was a powerful Democrat who chaired the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, and these companies were owned by his brothers, Kuchera Defense Systems, Inc., and Kuchera Industries, Inc. of Wind Bear. Now, this $650,000 sounds like a big deal. It's chicken feed compared to the corrupt defense contracting that went on in this country as conducted by various and sundry relatives of some very powerful senators who sit on the Senate Armed Services Committee. They will never be investigated because they own the investigation bureaus. So the fact of the matter is when you plant the head of the agencies that are supposed to investigate you into that job and you own them, you could get billions of dollars in kickbacks. You get hundreds of millions of dollars in fraudulent defense contracting and never, ever be touched, especially when you own the newspapers as well. The last bastion of freedom in this country, the last bastions in this country, were the newspapers. When we lost the press, we lost our freedom entirely. Were it not for the Internet and talk radio, you'd be living in an absolute and total dictatorship. That is my opinion. Do you think that the $585,000 for one night in Paris is fair? After all, Joe Biden cares about minorities and immigrants. He cares about animals and global warming. And so, therefore, he's one of the good Politburo members. And I think that you're being unfair if you care about a thing of that amount, that kind of money. According to Dem strategist Hillary Rosen, a spokesmouth for the Democrat machine, she said that's kind of a small issue. That's not a big issue because it was the reason he went to Paris was for national security, and he needed to spend that much money on hotel rooms for Secret Service and his staff. So I criticize Ronald Reagan, which I realize is sacrilege to many of you, but you have to understand he was just a politician like all the others, maybe better than some in some ways, but he was a politician. He granted amnesty to illegal aliens. Play Reagan right now so we can recharge that particular thing.
It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations. And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even
all
though...
Right. So in other words, he's no different than McCain, Rubio, and Schumer. They're doing it all over again. They're granting amnesty to illegal aliens because both parties are owned by lobbyists. It's as simple as that. In Reagan's case, it was the Agricultural Institute. You know, California was is an agricultural state, or let's say more so than it is today, and they needed agricultural workers. So Reagan was lobbied by the farms, big agriculture, to grant amnesty to the farm workers, and he did. Today, it's the same thing. There's no difference. And if you think that you have a ghost of a chance to stop this juggernaut that's coming at you, whether it be amnesty for illegal aliens, gay marriage, no matter what it is that you oppose as a citizen, forget about it. Your view doesn't matter whatsoever. There is not a two-party system. There's a system called oligarchy, well known to historians. And you, my friends, are living through a tidal wave of an oligarchy that will stamp on you at every turn. It starts small. The soda, the salt, the sugar, the hot dog, the smoke. That is how fascism starts. But make no mistake about it. It is fascism nevertheless. And it is liberal fascism, no matter which party they belong to. Period, end of story. How do you feel about your hero, Ronald Reagan, loved, beloved by so many people in the radio business who oppose as, I don't know what, constitutionalists, neocons, I don't know what they call themselves. To them, Ronald Reagan is God.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9328. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-945-9328.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. President Obama is in the Bay Area tonight raising money for Democratic candidates. He's in San Francisco tonight for two Pacific Heights fundraisers. Tomorrow he'll attend two events in Atherton. A San Mateo woman is facing 16 years to life after pleading no contest to killing her ex-husband by dousing him with scalding water. Prosecutors say the woman was upset because she thought the man was cheating. And a new report gives a black eye to California prison guards. Among the findings are that numerous Corrections Department employees allegedly had sex with inmates, including juveniles. Taking a look at the roadways, still a mess trying to get out of San Francisco. Northbound 101 still slow from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. All the city street approaches still heavy as well trying to get onto Highway 80. Other than that, the only accident is southbound 17 Camden Avenue to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The fiscal cliff, continuing resolutions, sequestration, hey, they're all a reality. So how are these new economic policies going to affect us? Join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. What's the best way to plan for your retirement? Again, Tuesday, the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. 800-472-8305 or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
See, there's a way to go through life. There's several ways to go through life. There are myriad ways to go through life. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. One of them is to take it so straight that you can't get through a day without committing suicide or homicide. That's, of course, the wrong way. The way I choose is to look at everything through the eyes of someone who sees the world that he grew up in has collapsed, that there is no morality, there's no legality, no morality, there's no nothing. There's no center to anything. There's just an emerging fascism. And what's ironic to me, to use the word that the liberals love to use, is that liberals like Bloomberg, who opposed Big Brother when they were, let's say, when they had sandals and a beard. I don't know. Do you think he ever had sandals and a beard, Bloomberg? Did he ever go through that phase? I can't imagine that he was ever a hippie, but let's say he did. Let's just, for argument's sake, say at some point in his life he was a college student and he had sandals and a beard and he smoked a joint. And he said, watch out for Big Brother. You don't want spying by the government. You don't want a government imposing its will upon the people. But as time has shown, it's those who warned us about that to the nth degree are the ones who actually are the fascists today. I know there's a recession somewhere. I don't know where it is, though. I haven't been able to find it. There must be pockets of recession out there. I don't know where it is. Everywhere I turn, San Francisco, the buildings, the cranes are in the air south of Market. Florida, restaurants packed, drinking, eating, gorging, osso buco this, pancetta that. I just love people aping in these Italian restaurants. They all want to act like they're in the Sopranos. I don't understand that. Every schmuck from New York who goes to an Italian restaurant in South Florida thinks that they have to make believe they're down on some, you know, illicit business. Why is that? I don't understand. They sit around in these outdoor restaurants. They put on an outfit for the luncheon, no less. And then they have a ravioli, whatever, and they sit there trying to look like a character out of a bad segment of The Sopranos. Visiting. It's just the games people play. Maybe I'm going to become a complete recluse altogether. I cooked my own dinner tonight. I can't take it. I can't take posures wherever I go. I didn't even want to buy fresh fish out of spite. I bought frozen fish because it was fresher than the fresh fish. Would you believe it? I went to Publix supermarket and I bought frozen ahi. It's amazing how good it is. Because most of the fish you're getting in the restaurant is frozen fish anyway that they defrost and tell you, oh, yes, it's fresh. I can guarantee you 99% of it comes out of a frozen package like I ate. At least I can control what I put on top of it. Made some rice, got my melanin fix from the rice maker, and polenta with no cream, and that's it. The dog, you know, what I'm saying to you is, I have a brain that I have to take care of. Obama wants to map the brain. He wants $100 million to map the human brain. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, suddenly he's a neurosurgeon. They called him the scientist in chief. You know what this is about, don't you? You know why suddenly this street agitator who's now president wants to be known as scientist in chief? You say, well, he didn't call himself that. Someone called him that. Oh, yeah, like it wasn't orchestrated by his friends. Take a guess why Obama has been called scientist in chief now, and suddenly he's an expert on neurosciences. In addition to everything else, now he's an expert on neurosciences. I got a caller on line one, Jeff, who read right through this. Madison, Connecticut. Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, take credit for it. You're on the air.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I can see right through this because every time he wants to make somebody look small or ridicule somebody, he brings it out to the public. And now suddenly there's Obama, the neurosurgeon, belittling Ben Carson, who's an actor.
Bingo! Ben Carson is what Obama pretended to be, but never was. Ben Carson is a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, perhaps one of the hardest positions to have ever attained in medicine. Johns Hopkins, number one, a genuine pediatric neurosurgeon who really understands the brain. Now, all of a sudden, Obama's a brain expert? Do you realize how egotistical Obama is that he would take Ben Carson as a threat? Do you realize how insecure he is? How insecure Obama must be? That he takes Ben Carson so seriously that he has to try and trump him?
He's more thin-skinned than a lake trout, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's a shame because Ben Carson is exactly what America needs. America needs a man who pulled himself up from nothing and became a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins. Pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, as opposed to a street agitator put in power by George Soros and other forces. Absolutely true. But you're right. Look, Jeff, the main point is, because it made no sense to me, Obama to propose $100 million brain mapping project, right? It makes no sense in the middle of austerity and this and that, right? Why all of a sudden would they call him the scientist in chief? And why, I ask myself now, of all times, I love my callers. I really do. I really do. I mean, you learn from them. So, as I say, don't fool yourself into thinking you have any control over your destiny as a citizen. You don't. You are an earthworm to the politicians. You're an earthworm to be used to turn over the soil, to enrich the soil, and nothing more. And you may think that you have some power. I'm completely cynical about it. I believe that the American earthworm, while it plays an essential part in turning over the soil and bringing life to the soil so that the Politburo can thrive, has literally no power whatsoever as to the direction the country will take. That is being determined by forces that you can pretty much figure out for yourself who they are and where they are. I mean, they speak. They have names. Some of them are so brazen they don't even hide it. It's not some invisible hands behind the scenes who are controlling what happens in this country. Some of them are so egomaniacal that they're not even smart enough to do it quietly. In the old days, the oligarchs would never be seen or heard. They were much smarter. The oligarchs played a much smarter game. It was classier, and the people thought they had some influence over the course of their nation, the course of their lives. But today, the oligarchs are so out of control that they give themselves a prominence and a visibility that is actually unthinkable to the oligarchs of the past. And the reason that they do it is because they know that they can't be touched. They're the untouchables. Again, going back to a television show of the past. Remember the untouchables? It was about organized crime. They were above the law. They owned the politicians. They owned the newspapers. You've seen The Godfather. They couldn't be touched. Well, today, let's take it to the next level. It's not organized crime. It's the government itself. How else do you explain them getting away with what they're getting away with? They are the untouchables. Who will watch the watchers, it was asked in ancient Greek times. Who will watch the watchers? The answer is nobody, because they are the watchers, so they're watching you. That is why the Department of Homeland Security has tanks with rubber tires seen moving on railroad cars in the West. That is why the Department of Homeland Security will not answer Congress as to why they need 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. That is why Obama takes one vacation after another, as does Mrs. Obama, as do the daughters Obama, without one question about how can you get away with something like this. It's an embarrassment. That is why Joe Biden can go to Paris and spend nearly $600,000 for a single night in a Parisian hotel for hotel rooms and whatnot, because they're above the law. They're the untouchables. Now, in the past, this would never have happened. I don't care what party they were from. I don't care what their background was. It made no difference. No politician in my day would have done this. Why? Because the newspapers would have had screaming headlines the next day accusing them of excess, and they would have been embarrassed. They probably would have been arrested, frankly, for robbing the public treasury. But they owned the newspapers as well. Do you understand that? That once we lost the newspapers, in particular, because the average schmuck sees a newspaper, the average putz looks in a newsstand. I see them in the city. I walk around, look into a machine. They don't even buy the newspaper. And those who do read it as though they're reading a Bible. They look at the San Francisco newspaper, and they run their finger down the columns. They read every story as though they're reading the Old Testament itself. And no matter what is written in there, no matter how it's written, no matter how biased it is, the average liberal moron believes every word that they read in the newspaper. So once we lost the newspapers, which used to report on government corruption, we lost the country. That's in plain English. So what else can I say to you? Is this too negative for you today? Do you want me to stop? You want me to stop with my allegations of what's going on in the country or not? Do you care? You don't care. Maybe the listeners of the show, a small percentage do, but basically you'd rather me talk about people ripping me off at a dinner or a meatball recipe or Teddy peeing on a hedge. That would be of more interest to you than any of this. And why? Now, think about why. It's not that you're unintelligent. It's because you realize there's nothing you can do about it. You understand that the country has been taken over by a gang. You understand that. And you're afraid. You're actually afraid that there's nothing we can do. That it's futile. That the clowns called Supreme Court justices, who were held up suddenly. Look at the New York Times pictures of them. Like this, that they're not even humans. The wise Latina, Sonia Sotomayor. The genius, Ruth Bad Girl Ginsburg. The questionable creep, Justice Breyer, who was caught in a park many times. The other genius, Elena Kagan, who would have owned the Knish factory in my day. Wouldn't have owned it. She would have worked for her father's Knish factory. Chief Justice John Roberts. You see pictures of him. I mean, this guy is, of course, considered a swing voter today, but I think he was swinging before he became a swing voter, in my opinion. And then, of course, there's the great Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, who's pretending to be so in the middle that everyone's hanging on his every belch, saying, I just wonder if the case was properly granted. So, ooh. Now, all of the little stenographers in the news business report, Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, known to be the swing voter in the Supreme Court, is wondering if the case was properly granted. And we may not have a ruling on gay marriage that's one way or the other. Of course there's a ruling. You know what's coming. If you know what's coming. What, is there a mystery here? The court is not straining to find middle ground on challenge to California's ban. The court is straining to pretend that it's straining. The court is doing what it's supposed to do, what it's told to do. They're not independent. Are you crazy? They're about as independent as Roman senators who are under a Julius Caesar. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm too cynical. That's all. I'll be right back. A hedge fund mogul's taste. Stephen A. Cohen looms large in the world art scene, even as he fights to contain fallout from an insider trading inquiry at his firm. His latest deal, he bought a Picasso for $155 million. Now, where did he get the money from? Where does a man get $155 million to buy a painting? Let's see, he invented a cure for polio that I don't know. Stephen Cohen cured polio. He cured cancer. He invented a medical device. No. He has a trading firm, and he's being looked into by the so-called authorities. If he spends so much as 1 second in prison, I'll sell you a Picasso for a dollar. Why? Because he'll buy the best legal liars that money can buy, who will smear the worst judges that America has ever seen And Cohen will laugh all the way to Lausanne, in my opinion. Too negative for you? I'll keep going because I won't stop. I'll keep going because this is the only way I can face all of this is by looking at it straight in the eye, staring at it, and making a mockery of it. Here, mayor seeks to cut off cheap cigarettes. Here is a man so insane, in my opinion, Mayor Bamberg, that instead of banning pornography, which has now penetrated every household in New York City, instead of banning the large-scale dissemination of drugs to children, they call it medication, but you know what it is. It's an addiction. They're drugging the children as early as their cradle. Instead of banning the drugging of children, as any sane politician should do, what is he doing now? He's cutting off everything that the poor people need in order to keep going each day. If a poor person works on a construction site or in the garment district or works in a horrible, disgusting, stinking job, and they go to lunch at a fast food outlet, what do you think they need in order to get the fuel in order to work? They need carbs. They need particularly, they need sugar in order to be able to go through a day's work. But this little maverick loser is so hateful of poor people that he's now going after, again, another thing that poor people generally need, which is cigarettes. You think he cares about them? No, he doesn't care about them. It has nothing to do with their health, in my opinion. It's to push hundreds of thousands of people away from tobacco and into medication. Again, Obamacare, prescription drugs, Medicare. Don't you understand how it works? It's the pharmaceutical companies driving this. Here's a story not related to the little mayor, who I consider to be literally mad with power. Remember I told you a man named Stephen Cohen, who just bought a painting for $155 million? Wealthy million dollars. That's right. At the same time, he has put on the market his duplex apartment in the Bloomberg Tower on the east side of Manhattan for $115 million. Now, how can anyone make this amount of money? How can anybody in the world comprehend how anyone can make this amount of money? Well, you have to ask what business he's in. Well, he's a hedge fund operator. He had a hedge fund called SAC Capital Advisors. There's no reason to believe he did anything illegal or wrong. An average man should make billions of dollars a year if he's smart. If he's smarter than everybody else and he knows politicians, why, a few billion dollars a year is what he should be expecting to make. Now, it is true that earlier this month, Mr. Cohen signed off on two settlements in which his hedge fund agreed to pay federal securities regulators $616 million in penalties to resolve accusations of illegal conduct, meaning insider trading, at the securities, at the SAC, meaning his capital, his company. He paid a fine. $616 million, which is peanuts to him. The $616 million that Mr. Cohen will be paying will come out of his own pocket. But that doesn't mean anything because it would only put a modest dent in Mr. Cohen's net worth, which is said to be nearly $10 billion, according to what? The Bloomberg Billionaires Index. He is one of a handful of hedge fund managers who have redefined wealth on Wall Street, meaning what? I wrote a book called what? Trickle Down Tyranny. Before that, I wrote Trickle Up Poverty. You can buy them in paperback. You can steal one from a library. I told you that this could never go on in a legitimate, sane government. I told you that the hedge funds could have been stopped. I told you that it all could have been stopped if we had legitimate governments. We don't have legitimate governments. How come? Because these guys put the governments in power. Don't you understand it? They buy the best politicians that money can afford. And so when I called for bringing back the Glass-Steagall Act, you don't even know what that is. You think I'm talking about something that makes no... Look, it's basic sense. If you stop crazed speculation on Wall Street, what you do is you get a saner nation, a safer nation. After the Great Depression of 1928, I learned this in high school, it was many years later, decades later, I was told that it was wild speculation that led to the crash of 1929, and so sane regulators and governmental officials, honest men in their days, put in safeguards. You couldn't buy stocks on margin. you had to put down a certain amount of money to buy a certain amount of stock. You know, that kind of thing. It all ended under Bill Clinton. And the reason it all ended under Bill Clinton is because he had a man running the Treasury Department who, again, had a PR agent who made him look like a nice guy. He wasn't a nice guy. In my opinion, he was another bandit. Another bandit from Wall Street who ran the Treasury Department. Do you remember Paulson under your dear friend George Bush, the honest George Bush? You remember Paulson, Treasury Secretary? Do you remember the scandal under Paulson? Do you remember the name John Corzine, former governor of New Jersey, $1.6 billion disappeared? Where is he today? Is he in prison with Madoff? No, you don't know where Paulson is, and you don't know where he is, do you? Where is he? They're not in jail. They haven't been indicted. They were found not guilty of any crime. Why? Because they created the government.
Savage.